Third and 12, Jets from their 23. Darnold shotgun. Here's the snap, and here comes pressure. Watt with a sack on Darnold.
There were points in the last 2 years where I, sitting on my couch, thought about everything. I mean, I thought about not ever playing, period, again, you know, and I also thought about playing great again. You know, you think about everything. But to be here, to win a division, to play 16 games, to get 16 sacks, to be out here with my guys and having a blast and enjoying it, I mean, it's a testament to all the people who helped me get here. I mean, there's so many people who helped me get here, who helped me back from those 2 years, mentally and physically. And I'm so thankful for everybody that did it. But I love that there's still more football left to be played. And I love that I'm a part of it, and I'm thankful. And it makes it that much sweeter. When you have something taken away from you, it's that much sweeter when you get it back.
J.J. Watt, like the mountain in Game of Thrones, rebuilt. And he's been great this year. 16 sacks on the season. Someone had told you before the season, J.J. Watt, 16 sacks, would have signed up for it in blood before the season started.
I'd have bet no chance. I'd have lost the house.
You'd have bet the under on
Big
that.
Big dude.
If I put the over under at 15.5, you'd have bet the under.
I'd have bet the house on that joker.
Yeah.
You'd have your crib over in Baytown. I don't know if you want it, but you'd have your crib in Baytown.
You
Little
can
Rock.
Get a lot for your money in Baytown.
I'd have put every property I got on it, brother.
On the under for 15.5.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But for very solid reasoning.
Yeah.
Dude like that that plays in the trenches. I mean, that is a violent. I mean, I'll argue that's a violent, most violent position in all of sports is down there engaging. And as far as back issues and lower half issues and twisting and turning and all that weight getting thrown around, the collisions every snap, I'd have bet no, there's zero chance.
You're jostling with 350-pound guys.
Yeah, I think that's the best point is this: the nature, not so much his second injury, which was catastrophic for any football player, the tibia plateau or whatever it was, but those two back surgeries for a position that is, you're constantly being involuntarily torqued by other people, around, you know, violently, and that he's come back and played at a level that is, honestly, it's not... Nobody's going to be 2004. Like, literally, I don't think anybody's going to be 2014 JJ again, not even JJ. But where he is out there and at least doing enough to trigger conversations about how does he look compared to 2014 and 2015.
Sure.
That he is doing enough for us to debate it is absolutely
getting
incredible.
Getting votes for mock Defensive Player of the Year Award
contest. Yeah,
that kind of
thing. He's one of the five best defensive players in football.
You know what sets him apart, though, is like his uncanny ability to get his hands on the football.
Batted
passes, tip passes, going around the backside of the quarterback and realizing he's not going to get there, so he reaches where the quarterback's backstroke is and hits it in the backstroke so the ball comes out funky. I mean, those are things that you just don't – you see secondary guys that just have a knack for being around the ball a lot, or like Hopkins, just uncanny ability to track the football, whether it's over his shoulder or the tip pass this week that he ended up catching. I mean, that's freakish, but when it's a D lineman – that's physically as dominant as Watt is, and then he's got that uncanny ability to get his hands on the football, which in turn creates turnovers and third and longs and fourth and longs. I mean, that's just rare in defensive linemen.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you know, you wonder early on in his college career, he actually came into college as a tight end.
Yeah.
So he's been – but I guess a lot of guys probably played on both sides of the ball at some point. I just think it's probably less – that than it is this dude's just got an innate ability for that kind of thing.
Sure.
Right? It's inborn. You can't
teach
it. Well,
it's just rare that a guy is blessed with that many tools, you know. It's one thing to be big and fast and or small, shorter and more compact and fast like Donald is in LA.
Yeah.
But then again, you add all those little things like the effort level on every snap, the high motor on every snap, the ability to attack his rehab the same way he attacks the quarterbacks on Sundays.
Yeah.
I mean, I know those are all kind of people go, oh, that's silly to talk, you know, but that's
for
a
real
beautiful thing. It's rare.
Yeah.
It's very, very, I've seen guys not prolong their career or not come back from an injury simply because they get injured and they get in the bar and they start boozing and they don't take the rehab serious and they don't, you know, and they never come back to be the same guy.
Yeah, no question. And Lord knows JJ had put enough stuff down already before those injuries where he's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. Like
no
that
doubt.
Like he could have hung it up after those two injuries, and the three Defensive Player of the Year awards in a 4-year span would be enough to get him a gold jacket at some point. It's funny you bring up Aaron Donald because J.J. Watt, it looked like, was kind of directing people on the conversation surrounding. Aaron Donald is basically now what J.J. Watt was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Like a defensive player who's wreaking all kinds of havoc, a lot of it from the interior, And he's in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, he's coming to his own, and you got guys like Sam Farmer, for example, of the LA Times, out there lobbying for him to win the award. And he tweeted this, this was earlier this morning, I think it's like 11:22 or so this morning. Problems wrapping your head around Aaron Donald as MVP. Tape a Rams game. I love how you said tape a Rams game. Very modern reference there.
See, now you can put a window on how old Sam Farmer is.
Exactly.
Somewhere between the age of 63 and 93.
DVR a Rams game.
Right, there you go.
Watch him and only him for a half. Most relentless and disruptive player in at least a decade. So that takes into account what JJ's done, obviously.
Yep.
Otherwise, just rename the award the MVQB. So, you know, he's just a guy who has an opinion, and more often than not, guys like Tyrann Mathieu, they're going to like that, if that. Most of the time, they're going to ignore that kind of thing. Not JJ. JJ's going to quote tweet it, and he's going to say the following, see 2014, and it's always been an offensive award, and then in parentheses, or 2012.
Yeah, those are his two 20-and-a-half sack seasons.
So he's basically saying, yeah, that's a nice little argument you're making, but I did this back then. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, he's got a point. He had a really dominant season, but you don't really like actually sit down and break down until you do and you realize Aaron Donald's numbers this season pale in comparison to what JJ did in 2014. Not just like they're different, they pale. Now, they both had 20.5 sacks, right? That's where the similarities end right
okay.
there. 78 tackles for JJ, only 59 for Aaron Donald. And I say only, but it's relative to the conversation. 29 tackles for loss to Aaron Donald's 25 this year. 51 quarterback hits to 41 for Aaron Donald. JJ had 10 passes deflected to just one for Aaron Donald. A pass deflected is like, that's a feat for a defensive lineman.
Clint was just saying it. It's rare.
I've never been a huge Texans fan up until I started covering them with you guys. And I remember, nor have I been a guy that watched games and really paid attention to defensive linemen.
Right.
Unless I was playing the game, they were hitting me in the teeth. Then I worried about them. But and I remember that year, I mean, literally, before I started covering the Texans, Adam, like my mind is J.J. Watt batting passes, catching it himself, and returning it either for a touchdown or 20 or 30 yards.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up because they had some other defensive stats that were kind of similar, but here's where he also had two defensive touchdowns, two, and three receiving touchdowns.
Yeah,
so he's doing it on offense too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you put those side by side, and I'm looking at this side by side, it kind of makes Aaron Donald look pedestrian, even though his numbers are eye-boggling too. Both of these are great seasons. Point J.J. Watt's making is, if I can't win it in 2014, Aaron Donald's not touching it in 2018.
I think that's the point. Donald's having a great season. And he's having a great – that's a great season. We're comparing him to maybe the all-time greatest season for a defensive lineman. So it's almost like for Sam Farmer, it's like, dude, welcome to the party.
Right.
Like this – you're writing every column. You're mad-libbing every column and every talking point that we were doing 4 years ago here
when
in
Houston.
When you're
not taping games.
Yeah, when you're not getting your VHR or VHS VCR cleaned.
Well, hey, and I'll say this too, and I can't think of who off the top of my head J.J. Watt was playing next to in 2014, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's not quite the caliber defensive front that Aaron Donald's playing with right now in L.A. relative to pass rushers.
Well, we know it wasn't Jadeveon because he was hurt that year,
right?
And it was who was the big guy? Why am I drawing a blank on the big guy that most of his career in
Will
New England?
Fork.
Will Fork was not on the
but
team.
I mean,
that year.
Right.
He wasn't 14.
That's not,
right.
Even if it was, that's not. He's a great player.
I don't remember who the nose tackle was back then.
It may have been Earl Mitchell. Who knows? But your point is a good one.
It was not Sue.
No,
right.
And it was not. Who else did the Rams
Michael
just
Brockers
sign Fowler?
Is on there. They traded for Dante Fowler. They've got LaMarcus Joyner in the secondary and Marcus Peters. They've got a good linebacking core. Your point's a valid one, which is J.J. in 2014, no disrespect to anybody who's still here from 2014 on this defense, J.J. was a great player playing on an island in 2014.
No question.
Compared to what Aaron Donald is playing with in L.A.
No question.
Yeah. So I love that he chimed in on the argument.
It's a perfect argument to make, too, because he has his resume was so good that Bill Belichick was comparing his dominance to Lawrence Taylor, who did win the MVP award in 86.
Yep.